morning, friends. It's a lovely morning here. The sun is peeking through the trees, the birds are chirping, and now I'm here with you. Well, not literally, but in a virtual, digital way. We're in this together. Today, I want to explore something called grounding. And if you're eager to hear the answers to yesterday's riddles, stay tuned. I'll be sharing that shortly. To get us started, I wanted to talk about the word grounding. In it, you hear the word ground, and it makes a lot of sense. When you're touching or standing on the ground, there's a sense of security and orientation. You know which way is up, which way is down. Think about any time you might have jumped off something real high, or maybe you flipped upside down on a roller coaster or some other wild ride. Part of what makes that so exciting for a moment is we lose our sense of grounding. And that's not natural. That's not what we normally feel. And it's kind of fun. But can you imagine staying in that falling sensation for a long time? Or maybe even regularly? It would probably get exhausting. And you may even start to lose a sense of control, for sure. But also, you may forget what the ground and security or safety even feel like. When I was little, my brother and I would stand upright and just spin ourselves in circles for what seemed like forever. You ever done that before? We loved getting dizzy, but eventually we would stop spinning and fall to the ground. Opening our eyes, the world would continue spinning around and around, but soon enough, the ground would help to reorient our eyes and our minds to what was up and what was down. And in the same way, grounding exercises are helpful. When you find your mind or your feelings or maybe even your world sort of spinning and overwhelming you, maybe you have emotions that are stronger than you can bear, maybe anxiety or frustration and anger even. Grounding exercises are a way for you to find the ground. Like an anchor finds the sea floor to hold a ship still as the crashing waves come upon it. Here are a few to try. Take 10 deep breaths. Focus your attention on the movement of your breath and the parts of your body that move with the breath, your belly or your chest. Another one is to stop and listen. Notice the sounds around you. If you have music or TV playing, pause that and see how many different sounds you hear just from where you sit. Another one is to have a cup of tea. Hold the warm mug in your hands. Inhale its scent. What do you smell? Take some sips and enjoy the drink. Maybe you try stretching. Another strategy is to notice 5 things you can see, 5 things you can hear, and 5 things you can touch, just in that moment. And like we mentioned in our podcast about the power of music, another way is to play some instrumental music. So take time throughout your day to pause and notice how you're feeling. And when you notice your thoughts or your feelings seem too much to bear, try one of these grounding exercises. Work through them and notice which ones are more helpful to you in that moment. And now, the moment you've been waiting for. We had so many of you respond to the riddles with ideas, and many of you were clever enough to figure out most of them. So for the first one was, what question can you never say yes to? The answer? Are you sleeping? Think about it. Are you asleep? You can't respond to that because you can't say yes to that because you're asleep. Another one is, what goes up but never comes down? And the answer is your age. Unless you have some Benjamin Button thing going on, but otherwise your age will never come back down. And another one, what gets wet while drying? This one, most of you all figured out pretty quick, and it's a towel. So the last one, that was originally a French riddle, 6 feet, 4 ears, 2 mouths, 2 foreheads. What beast then is it? Matthew had a brilliant response, a dog and its owner. That was very clever. But only one of you figured out the answer, Hafsa. She came in with the riddle's original answer, which is a horse and its rider, right? Now, the interesting thing about riddles is sometimes they play on words. Like this riddle said, what beast, making it feel like it was one thing. But sometimes riddles have these kind of shades of gray where you're not sure if it means literally just one thing, or maybe a horse and its rider can appear to be this one singular entity and beast when they're together. All right, and now a riddle of the day from Emery. What can run but never walks, often murmurs but never talks, has a bed but never sleeps, has a mouth but never eats? Share your answers on Google Classroom in a private comment. And if you have a riddle you'd like to share, add it there too. It just might be highlighted on the next episode. And one more grounding exercise that I found very helpful and practiced even this morning is the body scan. Stay tuned as we walk through that exercise now. We're going to practice body scan. Rest your head on your desk or sit up straight and comfortably in your chair. Close your eyes. Feel your feet flat on the floor. Feel the air moving in and out of your nose. If you notice any thoughts passing through your mind, let them float away. Without moving them, feel and relax your feet. Bring your attention to your legs. Relax your legs. Move your attention to your belly. Relax your belly. Notice your lower back. Relax your lower back. Bring your attention to your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Feel your arms, hands, and fingers relaxing. Feel your jaw, eyes, and forehead relaxing. Notice your whole body. Let your whole body relax. Now, slowly wiggle your toes. Slowly wiggle your fingers. Keeping your eyes closed, gently sit up straight and comfortably in your chair. Now, take a deep breath in, hold, and exhale slowly. Notice how you feel. Slowly open your eyes.